This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I want to make a point, but listen to this very carefully. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'arij, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. The human being was created anxious. He's always terrified and worried and scared of the future. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. Whenever he is afflicted with evil, sickness, poverty, loss of wealth and health, loss of a loved one, a parent, a child, no matter what the case is, how does he respond? جَزُوعًا. He is impatient. He becomes scared and he becomes worried and he loses hope of any good happening to him. That's the human being. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. And if he was touched with goodness, then he withholds, he's stingy, he's miserly. That's the human being. Allah Azza wa Jal said, إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. Except for those who are committed to their salat, Allah will give them the strength and the ability for them to overcome the calamities and the anxiety and depression and distress in their life. The more salat you have in your life, obligations, voluntary prayers, al-witr, sunan al-rawatib, the more control you will have over your stress and calamity and anxiety. And the less salat you have in your life, then you will be overcome by your distress and anxiety and by your depression. Now, why did I share this with you? Because at the core of as-salat is Surah Al-Fatiha. That's the core of the salat. Therefore, what gives you control over your calamities and your distress and anxiety and over your depression is Surah Al-Fatiha. And this is why Surah Al-Fatiha itself is called as-salat. This is a name of it, as-salat.